done that in this game, and a lot of players play in this for a long time. What does maybe that part of it mean to you? You're on a small list.
Yeah, you know what, it means a lot. You know, those three, obviously, are three of the greatest players to ever play, and to share, I guess, something with, you know, a little something with them, you know, it means a lot to me. You know, but obviously just thankful for my teammates, the staff here in Edmonton, coaches and everybody. But I feel very, very grateful for our staff here in Edmonton and all the players here. You know, it's been a different type of year, and you know, but everybody's stuck with it, and we put ourselves in a good spot heading into you know, when it matters most.
Connor, was it fitting to do it on a goal by Zach, too, given the years that you guys have had?
Yeah, I think so. You know, obviously Zach and I have played lots together. You know, and he's had such an incredible year. You know, we've both benefited from, you know, playing with each other, and you know, it was, I guess it was fitting, yeah.
At what point does an accomplishment like this set in? Did it set in on the bench there where people were?
It always, for me, you know, it always sets in when you hear the crowd and you know, you hear the support from the fans, and the reaction from your teammates. I would say that too, you know, to see, you know, the reception from my teammates and, you know, that's, I guess, when it sets in, yeah.
Wayne get it 11 times. Is that impressive?
That's insane, yeah. Just, got 100 assists year every year, so well, that's why he's the greatest of all time. And yeah.
Can you catch him?
Can I catch him? like I said, we got some more important things to deal with, you know, right now.
Can I ask you one about the assists? Because you were always very team oriented, but was there sort of a time during the stretch of the season when you thought, I'm not saying you wanted to get there, but you maybe I could get there, or did it ever kind of cross your mind?
You know what? It was not something that I don't think you ever set out and say, "Oh, I want to do this." It was kind of just happened naturally, and had that weird stretch where I didn't score any goals, but had, you know, a bunch of assists, and you know, that was kind of when I was made aware of it. And you know, like I said, not something that you set out to do or whatever. It's just a product of playing with some really good players, playing on a good team, and putting in a lot of hard work.
How do you feel the team is now? Two games left, but you know. Now it's the focus is playoffs, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. You know, and it was even tonight. You know, I like that we did things the right way. I didn't think guys were cheating. I didn't think guys were, you know, getting above pucks or flying by or doing any of that stuff. You know, we gave up two goals, but, you know, I liked a lot of things about our game.
Thanks, Connor.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.